It may not have the twists and turns of a legal caper by John Grisham, but this week a major trial gets underway that will shape the publishing industry. Penguin Random House, the country's biggest publisher, wants to acquire rival Simon & Schuster, and the Biden administration wants to stop it. The government and critics say further consolidation in the industry would be bad for struggling indie publishers and new authors. A merger scarier than a Stephen King novel. Oh, and Stephen King has been called to testify against it. Chris Sagers is a professor of law at Cleveland State University. And Professor, remind us, Penguin struck this deal to buy Simon & Schuster for more than $2 billion in the fall of 2020. The government sued to block it. So tell us more about what's at the heart of this.
Well, this is a big merger in an already very concentrated industry. It would create the biggest publisher that's ever existed in the history of the world by combining two companies, one of which is already the biggest publisher that ever existed in the world. And the government says, in particular, this is going to hurt authors.
Right. Well, let's learn about that. And here's where we also might learn the difference between a monopoly and a monopsony. And monopsony is when companies have too much power over suppliers. A monopoly is saying that sellers have too much power over consumers. But this would be what the publishing world having too much control over the suppliers, meaning the authors?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So it's always been the case that monopsony, as you say, can be illegal under our antitrust laws, but it isn't challenged very often. So, you know, in some ways the case is unusual, but it's really a pretty standard horizontal merger case, as we say, at its heart.
Well, Chris Sagers, professor, just be clear, what impact does this have on the future Stephen Kings? I mean, why would it so impact new authors?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And I think the question really is bigger than that even. And it's always a frustrating question with antitrust. I believe in this case, I hope the government wins. I want antitrust to be resuscitated. But a good question is whether it would really change much in this market. People could disagree, but I think if the government wins this case, Simon & Schuster is still going to be bought by one of the smaller competitors, and the government won't challenge that deal. So, you know, we're going to wind up with four publishers. And will it really make the world any different if the buyer isn't Penguin Random House? I don't know the answer to that question. I think a big problem may be that our antitrust is already a little too far gone, unfortunately.
Well, because are you saying that these companies are, you know, all competing for the top authors and the big payouts that they now demand and deserve, given sales? But why would it impact the smaller unknown author? Do they just not have those divisions that are, you know, looking for the unknown authors?
Yeah, no, that's not the question. The question is just that when there's less competition, they will be forced less to give any concessions at all, even to the smaller authors and the smaller firms. There will be more power in the individual leading firm and more incentive for the four remaining firms to cooperate and just not give a break to anybody if they don't have to.
Right, because they'll all be looking for the big fish, the big authors.
Yeah.
Well, what is Penguin Random House arguing in defense of its deal?
Well, I think their big claims are going to be that, first of all, the government's theory of harm to the big authors, as you say, the best-selling authors, has logical problems in it. And we'll see. I mean, there's no question the government's case is a little bit unusual. The defense is also going to argue that the government has to show in this unusual case of monopsony that there is also injury to the downstream buyers. So, you know, there's been a lot of talk recently in antitrust about the focus on so-called consumer welfare. And there's going to be a big issue in this case, I would think, about whether the end-use consumers themselves can be hurt.
Okay. Well, we mentioned Stephen King's been called to testify. So have CEOs of the publishing companies in question. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear whether this judge is going to let the defense take her down the rabbit hole of a number of technical complexities, or whether she's going to look at it like the courts used to look at mergers, which is to say, when really big firms are getting even bigger, we kind of give the government the benefit of the doubt and say the risks are too great. So this is probably going to be a big commentary on the state of our antitrust law and how mergers are going to be treated going forward.
Well, and it isn't the only major antitrust case the Biden administration is pursuing. Just last week, we saw the move to stop Facebook parent Meta from buying a virtual reality studio? What does it tell you, you know, about the economy writ large? I'm guessing a lot of people who read books don't realize the extent of the consolidation in publishing and how it affects them. But, you know, look even broader. How are we being affected by these huge mergers?
Well, I think everybody now notices things getting more and more expensive. And it's always a little frustrating and confusing to figure out why, and people certainly differ about it. But I think more and more people are starting to ask whether the cost of everything going up has something to do with the fact that so many of our markets only have three or four big firms left in them. And I do believe the Biden administration is trying to do something about that.
Chris Sagers, thank you. Chris is a professor of law at Cleveland State University.